The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to celebrate all things Astros, and we'll probably talk a little bit about that basketball game tonight. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. And you can text the show, which is probably the best way to get in touch with us, besides Twitter, at 713-780-3776. And as you can probably tell from the wind, we're outside.
We are outdoors.
Right across the street from Minute Maid Park, looking at over at the left field sign at 500 Crawford. So
we couldn't be much closer to the game without a ticket.
Probably not, no. But our sponsors are 500 Crawford, which is where we are, the Finger Companies. I have to say, when the wife kicks me out,
this is where you're going to move?
This is where I'm going to move.
Sweet spot, man.
Yeah, it is. This is an awesome place. And also want to thank Kolache Shop, Rudy's Barbecue, and Pick Me Events. Michael himself, the king of Pick Me, is here. So if you want to get your picture taken, you can come by, and Michael will take care of you. And we're right across the street on Crawford here, and suddenly a storm is coming.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't that windy when Barry and Joel were here.
No. It's like God likes them better for some reason.
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't know why. But we're not in the FanFest area. We're outside of it. So before you go in, come by. We got stuff we're giving away. And nice setup. Get your picture taken. Get ready for the game tonight. Man, this place, this city is already hopping. I walked over. Stopped at 8th Wonder to have a brew with a friend of mine before I came over, and that place was just nuts. So started walking over, look at Lucky's, Little Woodrow's.
Yeah.
They're all packed to the gills already, and it wasn't even 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I drove here, got into the parking garage, and walked downstairs. I knew better. I don't want to deal with this nonsense. Look at these guys, too. Yeah, it's a cool time. It's a cool day to be out here.
It is.
It's just
it's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I remember when nobody wanted to go to these Astros games. All of a sudden, these guys showing up on opening day, and
yeah,
people want to participate and be fans. Bunch of bandwagon and fools around here, it seems like, honestly.
Well, you know what, though? I'm happy to see all the people out here. I'm happy to see all the people at the bars around over in East Downtown, because the reality is, there's going to be more World Series for this team, in my opinion. There's never going to be a first one again. So it's your last chance to really celebrate it. It's kind of what I wrote for Sports Map today.
You think there's going to be more?
I think there will be more. Yeah. I think this group has got another one in them. Maybe.
Oh, this particular group?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because think about this. I mean, you've got 7 more years of Altuve.
Yeah.
I'm certain they're going to find a way to lock up Correa.
Certain?
Yeah, I'm certain of it. I think it is, as long as you've got those two guys, you're going to be
– you got a shot.
You're going to be in the mix every year. And I trust this brain trust to put together a team around them. So, yeah, I think they've got another one in them. If not this year, I think this year is going to be their best chance.
I think this is their best chance because they've got Dallas Keuchel.
You mean that guy who couldn't beat the Rangers?
Ooh. How about your boys couldn't get a hit off off Doug Fister?
Yeah.
That's why they lost that game. I don't blame Keuchel there.
Hey, they just felt sorry for their old buddy. That's all it
but
was.
But, man, I mean, they've got – this is the year that they've got – I mean, their lineup's going to be great for a while. But this is a year where they've got four guys who, if they're healthy, give you a chance to win every night.
Yeah.
And that's a –
really, five guys? I mean – Charlie Morton's your fifth starter, man.
Yeah, but I mean, let's also remember,
won 14 games last year and
yeah,
had a sub-3 ERA. I mean, that's sub-4 ERA. I mean, that's a guy that if that's your fifth starter, you're pretty good.
But you're also counting on guys like Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers who don't have the greatest track record of health.
True.
But, again, you've got depth there. So, I'm with you.
Well, and that's the thing. If one of those guys gets hurt, you've got Colin McHugh sitting out there. You've still got Brad Peacock sitting out there. You've got guys like Martez in the minors. I mean, there's the roster, they've got enough depth here that, you know, over the course of the season, you're going to have some lows. You're going to have some injuries. But I just think they're so loaded. If anything, I'm more worried about the offense than I am the pitching.
Yeah.
But, you know, just in case, because is Marwin Gonzalez going to have the same kind of year? I don't think so, but is he at least going to be close?
Right.
Is Reddick, you know, do you buy into Reddick as being able to do that again? I really don't. But I also think Correa healthy for a full season, you could see something special. I think you'll see improvement out of Bregman. So maybe that offsets it a little bit. But – I mean, I just the only real weaknesses I see in this team are behind the plate, and I don't think any of us trust Ken Giles.
No one trusts Ken Giles. Ken Giles' mom doesn't trust Ken Giles. Brother Bear says, Astros rotation on paper are more comparable to which staff? 2011 Phillies, Halliday, Hamels, Oswalt, and Lee?
Or, that was a pretty good one.
Or 97 Braves, Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, and Nagel.
Closer to Phillies than Braves.
Yeah, let's.
Those were all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, there's three Hall of Famers on that that Braves rotation. There's one for sure here, and three guys that have a long way to go before they're in consideration. So I'll go with the Phillies.
Yeah, they're nowhere near that. That Braves rotation was. I mean, that's an all timer.
Yeah,
I think that's.
But Halliday, Hamels, Oswalt, and Lee, that ain't bad company.
No, no. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And
there's also a basketball game on tonight. I don't know if you're aware of
there this.
There is? Yeah. I know with all the hubbub and excitement of baseball season being underway, it's easy to forget that the national championship of college basketball will take place tonight. After the thrilling weekend of women's college basketball, where apparently all I know is UConn didn't win. So now maybe. So if you're saying Michigan's got a chance, this is the time to say it because I mean UConn didn't win.
Well,
but this Villanova team looks so strong. They look damn near unbeatable the way they've looked in this tournament. They're out of this world. And Michigan's nice on defense, but Michigan can't score enough points to keep up in a game that gets into the 70s and. Villanova, all their games are played in the 70s. So I just have a hard time picturing Michigan finding a way to beat that team. I think Villanova's too good.
It's a – I don't want to say it's impossible because – but Villanova would have to play its worst game of the tournament, which sometimes happens 2 days after a semifinal. We see that sometimes in the finals. They'd have to play their worst game of the tournament, and Michigan would have to play its best.
A random passerby was just letting me know that defense wins championships –
I did not know that. I've never heard that.
I've never heard such a saying, but apparently defense does win championships. The problem is all these good defensive teams that Villanova's run into, it doesn't matter. West Virginia was really good on defense. You know, Javon Carter's maybe the best defensive guard in college basketball. Jalen Brunson lit him up. Texas Tech played out of their mind. They played as good a defense as you can play against Villanova, and they still lost by double digits. Defense might win championships.
Everybody's lost by double digits against them.
But I don't think defense is beating Nova. The only chance you've got to beat Nova is Nova just comes out and has a horrible night shooting. And they don't seem to be in the mood to do that at any time in recent history anyway.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, they would have to come out and just play like garbage and miss a bunch of shots. And they've shown no indication of doing that.
How long into the Nova-Kansas game did you go, well, Kansas is done?
Tip off?
I mean, it didn't take long at all. 22-4? It's like, oh, boy. And Kansas can score. I don't know what Michigan's going to do for offense. I just don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's funny that I'm asking what a John Beilein team is going to do for offense, but this team is just not built to score. Mo Wagner scores for them, and everybody else is a crapshoot. And Villanova's got – seven guys who score consistently. It's just they're just a better team. They're the best team, and they deserve to win. I mean, granted, Michigan's had a nice run. Michigan's been losing in damn near every game they've been in and found a way to get back into it. If you get down by 15, 20 points to Nova, it's over. Because they don't quit, and you saw that with Kansas. When they got up big, at one point late in the second half, they took their foot off the gas for a couple minutes. The lead went from 20 to 14, and they were like, oh, no, crank it back up. And they ramped it back up again, and then you see what happens. They just when they want to take over, they just take over.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing a really real – well, that's become a premier program, no question.
Oh, no doubt.
And now we're seeing that this is one of their better teams, frankly. And I think – and it's not – I also think that maybe the competition this year isn't as good. They're just that much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to see a close game, but – I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Michigan will hang around, and then it'll look much like the Michigan-Loyola game the other way around. It'll be Villanova pulling away late to win it, and with about 6 minutes left in the second half, if it's still close, I think Nova starts running away with it.
I'm kind of with you.
All right. So
I've got a little deeper breakdown we can get into later on in the show.
Cool.
If you want,
yeah, let's definitely do that, and be happy to break down that game more. There's a lot to get to, definitely, and obviously – a lot going on with the Astros. I'm still bothered that – I mean, this is really cool today. But baseball never really gives any thought to, well, the champs should open at home against
They should always open at home.
They should open at home against a team like the Yankees. And on this should have happened Thursday. We should have been sitting out here Thursday.
Well, when you say a team like the Yankees, ideally it would be whoever they beat in the AL championship. So it wouldn't be the Yankees.
Well, in this case, the Yankees. But even if not – I mean, I get that the Yankees are a huge draw. So even if it's not them –
The Red Sox. Somebody.
Even if you open here against the Rangers, that's okay.
That's the most clever chant we've heard today, I think. That was the, that guy just yelled Astros. That's how you, I mean.
Simple, to the point.
That added a lot to the show, I think.
It did. I think we're going to have a lot of this today. So
I've learned two things today from the people walking by our broadcast location. One is Astros. He gets it.
Yep.
Second is defense wins championships. That's the two things that I've learned today. Astros and defense wins championships.
But you take them one game at a time, right?
I don't know.
Have we heard that
one? I haven't heard that yet.
Well, they got to take them one game at a time.
No one's told me that.
Yeah. The team that scores the most runs wins.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that one yet. But... yeah, okay. I don't know if there's music in my ear or not.
I think there is.
I can't hear a damn thing. So we're going to take a quick break. We come back. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here right across the street from Minute Maid Park. We're so easy to find. 500 Crawford. And this is a very cool place if you're looking for a place to lease.
Super fancy.
It is fancy. I like it.
Michelle was saying they have, like, people who work here, like a 24-hour concierge.
Yeah, that's always cool.
Let's say you get home and you're too drunk to walk your dog. You call them and they'll walk your dog.
Yeah.
Did you get the Red Bull girls to hook you up?
Yes, we did.
Hey now, thanks, ladies. Look at them.
See? That's what happens when you're fancy.
Yeah.
No, they got a concierge, they got a pool, workout room, all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's what I need. Like, if you're working a lot, you ain't got time for that. Somebody needs to walk. Of course, I would lose the dog in the divorce.
Yeah, probably.
But
you'd get the cats.
No, I would not. No, that's a package deal.
You think she's going to take all the animals?
She's going to have to. It's not going to happen, so it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I want to thank 500 Crawford, which is part of the Finger Company's Kolache Shop and Rudy's Barbecue and Pick Me events. You can get your picture taken. We're right across Crawford before you go into the Fan Fest. Once you go into the Fan Fest, unfortunately, I don't think you can get back out. So, But we'll be broadcasting here till 7 o'clock, and we'll have to see how many more Astros people come by and say Astros.
Astros!
Yeah, that's a lot more loud and annoying when you do that.
Oh, you don't like it when I do it?
Well, yeah, because I'm hearing you in my headphones.
Oh.
At least them I'm hearing through my headphones. But, yeah. So, did you do anything fun this weekend?
What did I do? I did Easter stuff. I went to my mom's, then went to my dad's, and, I mean, it was Easter stuff. So, no. No, not much fun to be had. Watch some baseball, watch some basketball. The usual for me.
I started watching a couple new shows, and yesterday, knucklehead wife decides, hey, let's go bike down and get some lunch. So we did, and then say, hey, let's bike down this trail, and then let's do this. And so it's like, okay, we're like a mile away from 15 miles, so why don't we just keep going for a little bit? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then after a little bit of that, it's like, hey, we're like 2 miles away from 20. Why don't we just keep going? And so we keep doing this, and yeah, I'm doing great. And then all of a sudden, right about 25, I'm like, my God, my butt hurts. I feel like I've been in prison all night. We got to get home. That's too much. So I think I found the limit. But
it was 15 is where you stop?
20, 25. Really,
oh, 20
is doable. 20 is doable. Easy for me, but I'm too old for that crap. Either that or I need to get a better seat.
Yeah.
Somebody said I was going to turn the radio station, but that guy said Astros. I'm hooked now.
Astros!
That'll do it. That'll do it every time.
That's right.
Speaking of Astros, a little plug for sportsmap.com, our top story tonight. Actually, there's tons of Astros stuff on
there. Your top story tonight comes from Houston.
Mindy Leveno did a video on what's it going to take for the Astros to win. She looks very festive in it.
Okay.
We've got a video from Holly.
All right.
Who says, don't fix the O-line for the fans. Do it for Deshaun.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And we've also got a culture map story from Steven on the things you can be doing before you go to the game out here. He's a little fancier than me.
Steven the weather guy?
No, Steven, not Steven the weather guy, Steven from culture map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he did that. I did a piece on opening day and how this is the only time it'll ever be after the first title. Jermaine did a piece on what your go-to food for a big sporting event is and asked all of us.
He asked me that, yeah.
Yeah. And we also brought back the stadium tour cheat sheet for Minute Maid Park for those of you who need to know where to park, where to go. And there's also a thing on five reasons why everyone should go to the Tastemaker Awards.
Okay.
Which we'll be doing.
Did no one write about college basketball?
Yes, we did have a college basketball thing on there somewhere. Yeah, because
I didn't write about it because I figured someone else would, and I didn't want to be on repeat mode again.
I think somebody will write about it tomorrow for sure.
Okay.
It's just I don't know that – the thing is Monday's kind of a weird deal because you're already a day removed from the other game, so you look forward to the last game.
Right.
But we already kind of previewed that it was going to be Nova and Michigan. But Joel Blank got into the Rockets, and we got Joe George is in San Antonio. He wrote off that 3-on-3 thing that they had, which Rob Gray didn't play, which was going to give us a really good story angle for that. But there's like 12 new things on there today. I just want you to know how hard I worked on it. That's all.
Good job.
I'm kind of like Fox in
Batman
stories.
You also sent out an email to everyone.
I did.
But I didn't read it.
You should.
I saw it, and I was driving. And I didn't think it was safe to read while I was driving.
Oh, no, it's not, because it's...
It's longer than I wanted.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it says, basically.
I thought it was going to be like a quick, like, a nugget.
Well, one thing I'm letting everybody know, well, in a nice way...
I saw something like about, Patrick Creighton and Joel Blank are doing great, and that's about when I signed off.
Yeah, that's because the rest of you are utter failures, and I'm giving you tips to not be utter failures.
Oh, boy.
No, I actually, the idea was, one thing is we're starting a daily digest, which will be coming out soon, and so I just reiterated how important it is to get it in.
Your deadline.
Yeah, so that, because that's going to be a hard deadline on the digest, and that's going to be a lot of traffic. And then also Josh put together just some tips for what works and what doesn't.
What's Josh know?
He monitors all this stuff with me.
Okay.
It's not directed at you. You're doing fine. I think you're doing fine.
Okay.
Your stories do well.
I'm going to preview the UFC this weekend.
Yeah?
On Friday. the man, that was almost a total disaster with the UFC. If you haven't heard, the main event fell off.
Yeah.
Tony Ferguson got hurt. I feel like this is the fourth time maybe that Tony Ferguson versus Khabib has fallen apart.
Sure. See, when I saw that, I thought, hey, is this an old headline?
Yeah. And then I was wishing it was an April Fool's thing, but no, it's real. But the great news is Max Holloway, the 145 champ, is going to step up and fight. And so we get Khabib versus Max Holloway, which to me is just as good, if not better, a fight. And the event is saved. As long as Khabib doesn't get hurt in the next 5 days.
So, but how does that affect these guys on that short of a notice when, you know, one guy's been preparing for somebody else and one guy who hasn't been preparing for a fight, really?
I think Khabib, the way he fights, he plans for what he's going to do and doesn't worry about who it's against. So I don't think that affects him much. I mean, Holloway on short notice, I think the biggest issue for him, from what I heard anyway, is that it's going to be a rough cut because he wasn't planning on fighting.
Yeah.
George Lockhart, whose team manages the weight cuts for Conor McGregor, Max Holloway, Khabib, and more. So he's helping both fighters with their weight cuts. But George Lockhart said that Max Holloway's cut is, quote, literally tied with the biggest cut I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's kind of surprising because Max is a 145er and he's going to fight at 155, so it's automatically 10 pounds. But
yeah,
when you're on 6 days' notice, I mean, it's pretty intense. So it'll I think that's probably his biggest issue.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
I'm so glad those Red Bull girls came by.
Yeah, that was nice of them.
I'm not gonna pretend like I like the yellow kind.
No.
The wind is literally trying to blow my laptop away.
Yeah.
And this John and Raheel shirt that's just randomly set here where
That's John and Lance. If it were John and Raheel,
oh,
we would have set it on fire. Yeah.
It's a size small.
Yeah.
If there's any children who want a John and Lance shirt. But yeah, it's gusty out here.
It is. We're kind of in a wind tunnel.
I was saying I'm not crazy about the yellow kind, but sometimes it's not what you want; it's what you need.
Yeah, flavor wise, eh.
Right.
But the fact that they brought them by and gave them to us,
that was clutch.
Yeah, because I could use one.
Yep.
It's gonna help me make it through the rest of the show. And what are the odds? I know it's not what are the odds Wednesday. What are the odds we have some kind of incident before the show is over? Like,
oh, something's going to blow away?
No, either something's going to blow away or a Texas Tech girl is going to want to fight you. Or
there's good potential on all those things.
I think
got nothing to say about the fine women who attended Texas Tech today.
It's early yet.
It's early.
I mean, it's only the second
segment. There's
not
much reason to talk about them, though. Texas Tech's not playing today.
No.
Or A&M.
Or A&M.
Yeah, I would never say anything about that either. Yeah. Someone's propositioning you, Fred.
Yeah. Well,
she would be your fourth and a half ex-wife.
Fourth and a half, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to get 4.5.
Yeah.
There's probably – I still have two left, I think.
How are your how's your uterus? We want another Fowler baby.
No, we don't.
Here. That's what Fred wants.
No.
No, you're out? Okay.
Yeah, right, dude, the last thing I'd ever want to deal with is another kid.
Oh, come on.
No, mine are great, but I am done. I am done. I did my part for society. I created two more. I'm out. All right, we're going to take a break, I think. I think that's music.
It is.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by The Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park. So if you're heading out here or you're partying in the area, come by and wave. Say hello. A lot of Blitzers already have come up and said hello. So I want to thank 500 Crawford for having us out here. Kolache Shop, Rudy's Barbecue, and Pick Me Events, where Michael from Pick Me will take your picture. If you want to get your picture taken, Michael will do it. And this is going to be a fun night, man. Everybody's fired up. I'm just curious how drunk everybody's going to be by the time we're off air. On a scale of 1 to 10.
How drunk they're going to be or
no,
we're going to
no,
be?
No, we're not going to be drunk because nobody's brought us beer.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the fans in there.
Okay.
Because they're all starting early.
Yeah. Oh, my buddy Randy said they were here at noon.
Oh,
noon?
My God. Well,
what?
Like I said, the places I walk by, but that were just packed, and people were already hammered. So I don't have that kind of staying power anymore. I can't do like a noon until the game is over thing.
No way.
I'm too old for that. But
Now okay. I've finished my Red Bull, and if I put it down, it's going to blow away.
That's
and we'll
true.
Probably hit a kid.
Yeah, and then we'll get sued. Again, remember the last time you killed a kid?
Michelle.
That was awful.
Sweet, sweet Michelle. Will you throw that away, please? Thank you.
Oh, great. Now I've got Guns N' Roses going through my head.
Sweet, sweet Michelle?
No, my Michelle, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's a sweet in that song.
I think you've got more of your fan club has showed up. Did you pay people to show up here today?
I always pay people to show up.
Why are there so many Fred fans showing up? And mostly women, which is the weirdest thing. I don't get it.
Hey, I don't either. I just roll with it. You just roll with it. It's because I'm friendly.
I know, but you're so ugly.
I know.
It's like I've never really understood why you go to you know how there's some ugly musicians?
Oh, like Seal.
Seal.
Perfect example.
But if you go to a Seal concert, there's still chicks who will flash their boobs at Seal.
Absolutely. He pulled Heidi Klum.
I know. So, you're like the radio version of Seal. It's unbelievable.
Meatloaf.
Yeah. You're Fred the Meatloaf Fowler. That's what we... Falcon.
No more nicknames.
Junk, check his Wikipedia and see if we can get Meatloaf at
it. No. Oh, man. 281, what's better, going to an opening day game where a championship banner is raised or going to a game during the championship playoff run? It depends on the game. If you were here for game 5, I can't imagine there's much better than that. I mean, just the emotions and everything.
I was here for game 4. Not nearly as fun of an ending as game 5.
That was kind of a not so good.
I mean, still, it was a good game. Probably a better game if you were a Dodgers fan.
Yeah, yeah. But in the end, it didn't work out for you, Dodgers.
Nope. Suck on that.
The Crystal says the girl propositioning Fred must have been really cute because you guys usually bitch when somebody does that during your show. Not really.
No.
We've never bitched it.
No. We're friendlies.
We're just having fun.
Yep.
Just having a good time out here with everybody else celebrating. I think this is going to be a really cool and different night simply because it's never happened before.
Yeah.
And if you've got a ticket, then enjoy it, man. Make sure you're in there for all that. But you know, sit back and enjoy it. This is a cool time and a cool thing, and it's not something that, trust me, as somebody who's been here his entire life and who's pretty old, it doesn't happen.
No.
So, you know, and it's been a while since we've had a championship, and it's also been a while since we've been able to celebrate something like this.
Yep.
So get your beer on and enjoy yourself. Somebody says, I was at that game 5. I've never experienced anything like that, nor will I ever.
Probably not.
No, probably not, just because that was one of the all-time great World Series games. And certainly one of the all-time great moments in Houston sports history.
Yep.
And this on the heel of other games that were already on that list. That's why that series was so great. But, 713-780-ESPN, a quick plug for Tastemakers, if I may. If you haven't had a chance to sign up yet, this is going to be a cool event. Bun B. First off, you get Bun B, right? That's pretty cool. He's emceeing. Almost everybody in Houston is a Bun B fan.
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of great.
Charlie Polillo, Bun B fan, you think?
I would bet he is.
I would bet not.
I don't know. Having the guy's been here, 2 years? I don't feel like I know anything about Charlie personally at all. So I don't know what he's into. I think what I know I've learned from Lance.
Yeah.
That's about it. There's going to be a lot of really cool restaurants. Field and Tides, Himalaya, the Pit Room is going to have their sausage. I know you're a big fan of that.
I love that place.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of great pastries and cocktail hour. How about Woodford Rye Old Fashioned? Craft beers from Deep Ellum, Alaskan, and 11 Below. So this is 55.
I'm just going to have Woodford Rye, no Old Fashioned.
I hope they will let us have that, because there was one event where I went and I said, no, I just want the Woodford. No, you have to have the Old Fashioned.
I like it with, like, there's some places they'll make you, like, you have to drop an ice cube in it.
Yeah.
So it won't be a shot. And right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'd rather not.
But I don't want to mix up Woodford Rye with.
Yeah.
Basically, this is $55 a ticket. You get all that, and you can probably have a drink with us. How about that? Open bar, man. If you can't do $55 worth of, this wind is going to get to be a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Yeah, get to be eventually.
409 says, I'm not sure if anyone's told you guys yet, but go Astros. No, it just said Astros.
Astros.
There was no go in front of it. So
Astros and defense wins championships. Yeah. Everyone knows those two things
that we've learned. And the other,
that girl's wearing a Bregman shirt. I see where she's siding. I still haven't forgiven him. I still won't.
Well, you know what? We're probably going to have to bury the hatchet at some point.
No, never. That was the deal forever, Fred, if you recall.
Yuval's friends with him. So
I don't care.
Maybe, one of these days we can kind of bridge the difference here. And, you know, Yuval can be mediator. And we can make that happen. Look, you and Eric Sandler became friends until he ruined it.
That's different.
Up until he ruined it?
That's different.
Is it?
Eric Sandler didn't like one of my tweets and then unlike it and then like it, then unlike it. Like a weirdo.
Oh, man. So you're saying he's a weird?
He's a weird. You have to agree that was a weird thing he did.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit. And then subtweeting us.
Yes.
That's also a little weird. So one of the things that happened last week, and we hit on it briefly, was the Raiders cutting their punter, Marquette King.
Yeah.
See why?
No.
Apparently John Gruden just didn't like him.
Oh, really? Like, personally?
Yeah, he didn't like him. He said personality issues. Said apparently Del Rio was kind of ticked at him because he was growing tired of his antics because he got 15-yard personal foul penalties in back-to-back games. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I don't like when my punter shows out to the point where he's getting an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Here's the thing. This is a little bit of advice to the punters out there. Don't be dating Kardashians. Don't be doing these weird antics on the field, because guess what? No matter how far you can punt the ball, there's somebody else out there who can punt it just as far. So, like, on the hierarchy scale of guys who can get away with that, you're one step above long snapper. That's it.
Yeah.
I think kicker gets away with more because he at least gets you
kicker
points.
Kicker scores points, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's long snapper. I think it's punter. And then it's gunner who specializes on special teams. You really can't be a jerk if you're going to be one of those three.
No.
Plus, it also, all these people thinking, oh, John Gruden was so nice on TV, they forget what a hard ass he was as a coach. Because he said he does nothing but say nice things about people on TV.
That's what I've said that before.
I know.
When John Gruden's not your coach, he loves everybody. Like, you can't find a problem with a player.
This guy might be the best slot receiver in the NFL. I must have heard that 5 times last year.
Right.
Five different teams.
It's funny how all of these quarterbacks are so great, but Chris Sims was so horrible. He was like a stain on the human race. Like, he just didn't want to give him the time of day. And Chris could play a little. He just didn't like him, and that was that. So it's not unheard of for him to have guys that he just doesn't like and it just isn't going to go for.
And, yeah, obviously, if I mean, this doesn't surprise me, but Brett said, talking about cool experiences, I got to be at the Golden Knights game when they clinched the playoffs.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm really disappointed that it just hasn't lined up where we've been out there when the Knights were in town. And we haven't been out there now since the season started. There were a couple of the preseason was going on the last time we were there. But, yeah, I was kind of hoping that we might be able to get there for a playoff game.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that – have we heard anything more on the Canelo fight?
Nope.
As far as you know, it's still on, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay. Did they feed Golovkin some tainted meat?
No, not yet. But they are starting to look at potential replacements. And Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has volunteered, which, boy, he doesn't want that.
He's a name.
He's a name, but my God, that would be a bludgeoning.
Yeah, Golovkin would eat his soul.
Yeah, but we'll see.
But, hey, if we still got to go out there and talk about it.
That's true.
I'd be okay with talking that fight up. Hey, you might get lucky, AJ. He might get that one punch in. It can happen. 713-780-ESPN. Philip wants to know, can you guys validate my parking if I come see you tonight?
No.
No, good luck with the parking. At this stage, I think your best bets, to be honest, if you're going to try to park in the area, go park over like on McKinney or Polk.
I will say this.
Downtown, but you can't be there from 4 to 6, so you got to wait till after 6.
There is now $60 parking next to the stadium.
Yeah, it was
used to be 50 was like the max. Now there's 60. That's that World Series tax.
Well, it was funny walking down the street. I kept seeing like, here's a lot for $5 way down by me.
Yep.
Here's one for 10, and they were just going up the closer you got. The other option is maybe park and take the train. That's not a bad option for you either. So, all right. We'll take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park, as we prepare you for the home opener for your Houston Astros, 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros. Hey, come join us at Tastemakers, April 4 at Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. An open bar, you say? Oh, we took that off. Houston hip-hop legend Bun B will be there to MC. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last because tickets at the door are $65. So far the weirdest thing is a guy wanting us to sign a book that we didn't write.
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of that.
That's why the best move is to just keep your headset on during the breaks.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Well, that was actually while we were on air.
Right.
So I had my headset on, which is like, you know, etiquette thing. If headset's off.
No one pays attention to that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, by the way, is your internet poo-pooed?
My internet's not doing so well.
Yeah.
Are you
it's falling apart.
Yep, which is not good. So, like, the text line's not showing up.
Yeah.
And Twitter's not showing up. Other than that. So, you know, I would say maybe we could get Ninja over to try to fix the internet.
He's really busy.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't pay any attention to us anymore.
No.
So, I guess we'll have to do the show without internet.
Yep. Well, shocker.
We find out what's going on with this thing?
And normally I would just, like, hook up to my phone.
Yeah.
But
It's slow.
Yeah, there's so many people here that,
working.
Like, the phone,
phone
won't work.
The phone won't work. So we're just in a situation where we're going to have to figure it out.
We're battling.
Yeah, so it's not loading anything now. I don't know about yours, but if I, like, try to look something up, it just doesn't even load.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, yeah.
Maybe we try resetting that or something during the break. I don't know.
Yeah. I think That's always the advice they give you, right? Well, yeah. Have you tried rebooting?
Yeah, just reboot.
Yeah, I'm not going to reboot my computer because if yours isn't working and mine isn't working, that's not going to help.
No.
But if we could reboot the internet.
That would be maybe potentially helpful.
Yeah. So we've learned a few things here in the first hour. We've learned Astros, for one. We've learned that, Drunk Bevo mentions it'd be kind of cool if Texas's number two girl showed up. That would be cool. And that we have female fans. That's what we've learned in the first hour. And that we have no internet, which we're now working on. Apparently AJ's over there getting on the internet. So at least one of us will have internet.
Luckily Michael's here for Pick Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if this works.
So he's trying to get you on his?
Yeah.
But then, we'll wait till the break for me to actually try this because this is kind of a little awkward.
Nope, success. Instant success.
Instant success?
Instant.
All right, well, we'll wait for the break and I'll get on there. Okay. I don't need one right now.
You can survive.
So, yeah, that's a fancy little internet thing we have that's not working.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and Clayton says on the road or in studio, it wouldn't be the Blitz without the internet going down.
That's true. That's true. That's part of the charm of the show.
Yeah.
Is it suddenly out of nowhere, I can't search for something that I wanted to talk about.
Nope.
But that's okay. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, I can't read it. You can text it, but I can't read it. So, all right, we're going to take a break and try to get this sorted out. We are at 500 Crawford right across the street, and here's another windstorm. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'll save myself in spite of you. Smoke, fire, it's all going up. Don't you know I ain't afraid to shed a little blood? Smoke. ESPN 97.5.